right, today I want to talk to you about your positions. There's two great positions that not going to be given, have already been given. In fact, this first position is how God started the entire right hand of God message library. I mean, he started us with his very position. So I'm going to talk to you today about the where I am and as I am, or I'm speaking like the Lord, as I am, or as he is, so are you. As we learn to identify with these two great positions, it'll cause our frequency, our faith, it pinpoints our faith into alignment with already things that have been done, things that have already been accomplished. The key to true victory in the kingdom is moving into the place that's already been completed for you. The way you move there, you don't have to wait to be encountered. If you're waiting to be encountered, you're going to wait a long time. Praise God. Let's look at this position. Now, the where I am is interesting because where denotes a place. And so he is designating a place, but that place is not found in the natural realm, but it is in the spiritual realm. And the way you get there is revelation of what he's already spoken. And when you have that revelation, I mean, reveal, not knowledge, it's got to get here, explode, then your spirit is able to move to that place by faith. But if you just see it here, it's not enough. But if you get it here in the heart, it'll open the realm, especially the eye of the heart, where you can see. You don't see with these eyes, you see with the eyes of your faith. And as you see with the eyes of your faith, you don't have to look for lightnings and thunders. The eye of your faith is more like an awareness. If I close my eyes, I can see this wall over here. I can see Anna holding Zara, but you see how you see like that? That's the kind of seeing you're looking for, a developed seeing in the spirit. Now, the word of God will intensify that awareness, so it becomes very, very acute. And as you get that acute awareness, you're able then to move into that position by faith. So the where I am, he begins in John 12, and I'll show you the three where I ams. Then we're going to get to the as I am, so are you. And then we'll show you where he's actually endeavoring to take us all. Now, you don't have to wait because he's already completed our salvation. So we can jump into things now. If you understand how to jump, I jump in. Anyway, so John 12, let's just start with 26 for time. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So when you first come in, you're just thinking, you know, well, I'm just going to follow him where he is, you know, what city I'm in, you know, this kind of a thing. But he's really going to note more of a spiritual position for us, a heavenly position. And he's introducing the fact that I'm going to take you somewhere. I'm going to set some compass for you. I'm going to show you, this is what he means, he's the way. I'm going to show you the way to your heavenly Father. I'm going to position you, say position, you into the heavenly Father. Where I'm at with the heavenly Father, there you will be also. So the next level of the where I am, just for the sake of time, and so many of us know this, John 14, and he goes into my Father's house, there's many mansions. Really, what he's saying there, in my Father's house, there's many dwelling places. I go to prepare a place for you, because remember Peter said, I'm going to go with you, and he goes, you can't go with me. And Peter, and he said, before the cock crows this night, you'll deny me three times. You can't go first round, Peter, but you'll come afterwards. He goes, I'm the only one that I had, because he had to go through the death, burial, and resurrection, and then we could follow him in. Amen? So true Christianity leads us in to our heavenly position in the Father. He goes, I'm going to prepare a place, a place. See, and then he says this, And I, as I've told you, I'll go to prepare it. And if I go, I'll come again. This is John 14, 3. And I'll receive you, say receive you, unto myself, that where I am, say where I am, there you may be also. Now, a lot of people think, well, this is after the sweet by and by. No, this is now, now, the sweet now and now. You are a citizen of heaven. Chuck got into this last week. You're a citizen. You have citizen rights. You are a dual creation, very unique, because you can operate in the earth and you can operate in the realm of the heavenlies. Now, it requires a little teaching, and unfortunately, a lot of times churches don't like to teach into deep realms because a lot of people can't process that. But they do people a disservice, because most of where your authority and dominion and the glorious realms of God are in the deep. And you got to go out into the deep to understand how to move into them. Amen? But as we understand how to move into them, we can get into the where I am. It's a frequency. Say frequency. It's found first by these words, and then having these words explode, and then moving into the realm. And he says, if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you into myself, that where I am, say where I am, there shall you be also. And he says, whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And they're looking at themselves, we don't even know what you're talking about. But he's speaking over them, because Jesus, a lot of times, if you really get into it, he would speak from a finished realm. He goes, where you know, and the way you know. And they're looking at each other, we don't know what he's talking about. But they would come to the place they would know, because he spoke these words over him. He, in their presence, spoke a compass to them, knowing they couldn't understand it now, but when the Holy Spirit would come down, he would reveal what he said, and then suddenly, John's talking about the where I am. They're talking about where he is, and John's words, no other person caught these words like John did. Just amazing. And then the third level, which is my favorite level, this is John 17 of the where I am, is John 17, and these are just amazing. So we'll just, for sake of time, go to verse 22. And he said, in the glory, and he's praying to the Father, but this chapter, he is moving in and out. He moves out of the earth into the Father. He speaks to his disciples in the earth, and he moves them into the Father through his prayer and speaks finished things over them. And they don't even know what he's doing, because he's about to leave. So he's releasing something upon them they'll walk in as soon as he's raised from the dead. And he knew that. So you really look at the way he's speaking. He is moving them. True prayer will move you. True prayer will identify a position and move you to it. Prayer is not just about sitting and waiting. Prayer is about moving into a predesignated place in God. And if I can move into a predesignated place defined by the Word of God, I can be where He is. And He already, well, I want to do that. He already extends the invitation to us. So He already defines His will. It's not even something you need to ask for. And right here is where he says this. John 17 says, and the glory, because he started talking to me this last week. He said, son, it's the day of the where I am and as I am. It's the day of the where I am and as I am. It's the day of transformation. We're going to get into this in a minute. Transformation. Whew. Because it's a moving target. Jesus is a moving target. What I mean by that, he's ever expansive from glory to glory. He stands in everyone's finish line. And what you think is a finish line is only a beginning. He stands in your, what you believe to be a finish line is a beginning line. And when you arrive there, he opens the next realm. And it's glory to glory. And it's the call of kings and champions to move to these realms. Because it's not just about being super heavenly spiritual. The more we get in these realms, the more we're going to get loaded in the glory and be effective here. And to where we can remove the barrier of heaven and earth, the original prayer, as it is in heaven, so in the earth. We remove the barrier and bring all of this realm down. Amen? With that said, verse 22, the glory, John 17, which you've given me, he's speaking to the Father, I have given them. They have given. See that I have given. See? Just like when they went to Jericho, see, I have given you Jericho. Well, they hadn't gotten anything yet, but in the realm of the Spirit, you do have it. And that's where your faith has arrived to, where you an absolute agreement with what he's already given. Amen? And when you move to that realm, you don't struggle with it anymore. You accept it. And this glory he's talking about, now he's returning to the Father. And so he says, I've given them. They may be one as we're one. What he's saying there, he's not talking about earthly unity there. He's speaking to the fact that, Father, I'm returning into you. Now, he says, but I'm bringing them too. And now they're going to be in us. And they're going to be in us, and we're going to be in them. So he brings us into this glorious oneness to position us where he is in the Father. The angels don't even have this position. I mean, if Gabriel, the archangel, showed up here, we'd all be biting the dust. But he's still an angel that does not have, even the archangels do not have the same position you do. Because Christ brought you in to a glorious oneness of sons and daughters, where Jesus is not ashamed to call you a brother. In that position, you're his brother, and he's brought you in to where he is in the Father. And he reveals from that place the Father. It was a while back, but I started getting into this, and I ended up in the Father's love. And every time I would go through this pathway, I'd end up in the Father's love. And for a whole year, because I had some serious orphan issues. I had some serious issues altogether. No amen in Chuck. So I had some serious stuff, but God brought that orphan over a year. It's different when the Father's loving you there. I don't know how to tell you, but the Lord's presenting you the Father, and the Father go whoosh. And every dad come out with this awesome, until the orphan disappeared and the son emerged. Amen. That was a level of glory. Then he started working on the heir, and now he's working on the king. So he works different levels in you, but it's all in this realm of where he is. They may be one in us, in the Father, amen. Thou and me, I and them. They may be perfect in oneness. And then watch this verse 24. This amazing verse right here. It says, Father, I will that they also whom you've given me be with me where I am. So this is the third where I am. In the mouth of two or three, he established the where I am position. And he says that they may behold, say, behold my glory, which you've given me, for you loved me from the foundation of the world. Now the word glory is, it's ever expansive, a lot of things. You can't just put glory on one thing like a glory cloud. The word glory is the finality of God, the completion in every realm. When Isaiah went into the glory, he saw his generation. He saw the generation of the Lord. And then he wrote about our generation. His final chapters were all about our generation or the end times. That's what happens when you need glory. The glory introduces you to completion, to finality. The glory can introduce you to Christ in his resurrection. That's his glory. Christ in his perfected righteousness. That's his glory. Christ in his perfect love in the Father. That's his glory. Christ as the King of kings that sits on the right hand of God, to which you've been raised together and made to sit down. That's his glory. So these are the realms of glory. So you get different revelations of the glory as you move into these. He reveals what you need, where you are. Amen? So one person's glory will be another person's, different than another person. Because the Lord is revealing where you are. He's revealing where the Father is, and he's revealing what you need at the time. So the whole part of this is to move from where I am. Do you want to be where you are, or do you want to be where he is? Because if I'm where I am, I'm going to be sitting here all the time being the same person I've been. And who wants to be the same? We want to change, right? So we need to get shifted over, translated. The Bible says he translates you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen? So because he's given me, he said, Father, I will they be with me. He already wills I be with him now. Amen? In the Father, my first introduction was the love. But he didn't stay there. Then he started introducing me You know, well, the first introduction is really his righteousness, his perfected righteousness. That's what we call exchange. The second one was his love. The third one is what we're working now. He started introducing life. What life, what he means by, I come that you have life and life more abundantly, right? And what he's speaking of is, when, remember in John, he said, I am the resurrection. You remember that? And in John, he was revealing his resurrection power by calling Lazarus out of the grave. Amen? But on the Mount of Transfiguration, that was different. Because the Mount of Transfiguration, he literally stepped out of where he was and into where I am is. He stepped into his own resurrection. That's what the Mount of Transfiguration was about. The Father came down and even witnessed personally. He had the law and the prophets, and they were in the mountain, right? And as they were in the mountain, he manifested his glory. That's his glory too. Transfiguration, life. Life that swallows up death. Life that swallows up every part of Adam in you. Life that transforms you, that reassigns your mind to the mind of Christ. Ultimately, it will reassign your body to the resurrection power. What's working in your spirit will work in your body, where life will flow out of you. Your whole body will be recreated by that glory. So what he literally did is he stepped into his own resurrection and manifested. What was that all about? God came down, the Father came down and witnessed and said, this is my beloved Son. Hear him. I'm well pleased. Why did he say that? Because Christ stepped in. The law and the prophets were there. That was Moses and Elijah. The church was there, Peter, James, and John. And they all witnessed the finality of what man's going to look like. What you see in the Mount of Transfiguration, you see Christ, but ultimately that's what you're going to look like. Ooh, come on, let's give him glory. You're going to look like that spirit, soul, and body. Eternal youth. Perfected soul. How many of you are tired of dealing with dysfunction in your soul? Raise your hand. How many of you are tired of your soul being up in the heavenlies and say, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I lay my burden down. And then you leave church and your burden, you pick it right back up and you carry it. So we have these dysfunctional things. These are called Adam things. These are Adams. As you're born the image of the earthly Adam, you will bear the image of the heavenly. Amen? So there's a way now, because he opened the way, for us to shift over, translate over, step over. And it is, I said it was ever progressive. So, you know, it's going to be very hard for an orphan to just jump over into the life. Well, an orphan still needs to be loved. An orphan needs to know who they are. So an orphan needs to get to the love of the Father. So that's where Jesus will be directing you, right up in the love of his Father. He did me. I thought that was everything, and it is everything. But there's so many realms in God. Amen? So he works different realms if you're working with him. Amen? Because if any man love me, let him follow me. So that's his definition. Follow me into this realm. Follow me into this realm because I want to change you. It's just not about sending you out all over the world. It's about changing you and then sending you out into the world. Because if he can transform you and send you out in the world, you're going to be 100 times more effective. And in my case, he told me, he said, listen, I have many that walk with me. I have many that run with me. I have few that sit with me. I really didn't know what he was talking about at the time. He goes, I want to teach you how to sit with me. Now I realize the kingly mantle is more about the power of decree than it is about running around and doing things, because decree can change whole domains. I was talking to this guy the other day. I was with Matthew, and he goes, there's millionaires, there's billionaires, and then there's godinaires. I'm like, oh, I like that word. He goes, you need to see yourself as a godinaire. How many say I'm a godinaire? Talks at another level. I mean, he's a king. I'm like, who trained you? I said, it's not very often, you know, somebody will start talking these levels, and he had a specific training, but he's into some serious stuff. Stuff about your phone and all these, you know, these AI having to have all that water. They've already figured out how to move information that doesn't need all that water. They can move it through a cooler mechanism, and they have the patent on it. I don't know why I got into that. But anyway, the godinaire. Say I'm a godinaire. See, there's a way God changes the way you think. An orphan does not see themselves as a God and heir. An orphan has to see themselves as loved. And it's not hard to spot someone's an orphan, and I don't judge them. I have a lot of compassion on them now because I was one. I understand what it takes to overcome that. But then a son needs to learn to be an heir. Amen? Every time I see Carson all the time, I say, Carson, you're an heir. He goes, yeah, Dad, thanks. I got it. Praise God. You know how they are. Because they're in your house, you know. But somebody else will tell him that. And like, ooh, and I'm like, hey, I said the same thing. I told him, I said the same thing. He goes, yeah, but I'm not your dad. I'm not his dad. He's going to, you know. So anyway, it's the way we view ourselves. Amen? It's the way we see. See, it's the way we see. So when we're in this realm of glory, he says something. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. So where I am is a place. Hey, I go to prepare a place for you. And then I'll come again and receive you to where I am. And if he can get you into this realm, he can start revealing who you really are. So when he started telling me, he goes, I want you to start accessing life. Romans said, to whom he justified, to them he glorified. Not going to. What is the prayer, the Lord's prayer? Father, thy will be done on the earth as it is done in heaven. So you have to identify some things that are being done in heaven. And so as you identify with that, that's how then it moves down into the earth. When heaven, everybody's glorified. Can you agree with that? Everybody moves into that realm with God. And so we can go and grab some of that. The Bible says you're a partaker. Say partaker. Of the heavenly calling. You're a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. You're a partaker of the divine nature. Use those in your prayer. I'm a partaker. He gave you the capacity to partake. Amen? He gave you the capacity to eat filet mignon in the spirit. Amen? And I like mine medium rare. Like me and Sharon like our filet mignon medium rare. Praise God. We like it, that medium rare filet mignon, hallelujah. Me and Sharon, I mean, we're right there at two peas in a pod, hallelujah. Glory to God. But as you eat meat, strong meat belongs to those who are full age. This church is full age stuff, amen? We like strong meat. Once you start eating a proper filet, it's real hard to replace, amen? Amen. Amen, Sharon. I mean, golly, praise God. So we eat strong meat. Say strong meat. So as we get to where he is, he starts revealing and transforming. Listen, if you want some serious love, there are times God will come down and love you here. But man, that realm is open to you every day there. When you get to where he is, he will reveal the Father's love to you because he already promised he would. And the Bible says you're accepted in the beloved. The Bible says you're loved with an everlasting love. The Bible says he sheds his love abroad in you to know the breadth, length, height, and depth. He says he's not given you the spirit of bondage again to fear, but power. Say power. Love. Sound mind. So when I'm there, I'll say, Father, my soul's been reassigned to love. My heart's been reassigned to perfect love. My body's been reassigned to dunamis power. My mind's been reassigned to the mind of Christ. It's about reassignment. That's part of your transformation, is a reassignment of where you are into where he is. Because I promise you, if you get to where he is, you will not stay where you are. That's the power of Christianity, is to get and stand where he is. I promise you, you won't be the same. He'll move you through, amen, into a place of transformation. So 2 Corinthians 3:18, is it good? Praise God. I know some of you already know this. It's not what you know, it's what you do. It's what you do with it, amen? You can have all this knowledge, but it's not going to help you until you appropriate it, do something. Listen, actually, faith becomes fun. We were kidding the other day, and they were saying they'd come. I'd been a while, and they said, oh, I came that time, but there's people sleeping. I'm like, they don't sleep much anymore on Tuesdays. But in the early days when we were building, oh, man, we'd have people going to the land of Nod, you know. And we'd have to go, you know, they'd be down here. They'd be, oh, I mean, they could, there's some serious snorers come in here. And I'm trying to pray, and over, we got somebody over here going, I'm like, so I can't just go and stop, so I had to go kick him in the foot. And sometime I would designate, you know, somebody, if they're snoring in your section, kick them in the foot. And I mean, that's the way it was in the early days. But now the mountains become alive. So not so many are snoring anymore because there's life in this mountain. Amen. But when we were building it, man, would they go to the land of Nod. But we got through all that. Praise God. Now there's life in the mountain. There's glory in the mountain. It's power in the mountain. Woo! Hallelujah. Where I am, there shall you be also. Actually, there's no should. It says, where I am, there you are also. That's how it actually is. Why? He designated the position before you ever got started. He gave it to you. Say, it's been given. It's been given. Glory to God. Now, 2 Corinthians 3 is ostentatious. I heard somebody using that word. I'm like, I created that word, but thank you. Praise God. It's part of our vocabulary. Say, I'm awesome. Tatious. Or let's say God is ostentatious. So, 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, say we all, love this verse a lot. With open face, what he's doing in this chapter is basically differentiating people under the law and Moses that had closed. You know, Moses could reveal, God would reveal his glory, the glory of the law when he was in the tent. But when he came out, he had to put a veil over his face because he got into so much glory. It was on his body and they could see the glory, but he put a veil over his face. And the reason he did that to speak to the people is because it was designating something that was going to be done away with. So it was a veil. The people in the law were veiled, but there's still glory there, see? But even God was moving everything. He was moving Old Testament saints to the New Testament from glory to glory, amen? But now we have open face. Say open face. What does that mean? That I have an open access to see. I'm not veiled. The only thing that's going to veil you is veils you wear. You can have all kinds of veils. You can have a veil of trespass. You're cut off. Religion will veil you big time. Who you listen to is important because you need an open face. Your eye needs to be wide open to see. The greatest power you possess is your eye of your heart to see. If your eye of your heart cannot see anything, you're not going anywhere. You cannot go somewhere you cannot see. Because most of the realms of God in the glory realm require you see, not with these eyes. Stop looking for lightnings, thunders, and angels. That's not what I'm talking about. You have to see the realm of faith before you go to it. See by awareness. Amen? But watch what he says here. It's really powerful. He says, we all, say we all, with open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed. That word is the same, or transfigured, the same as the Mount of Transfiguration, into the same image, say same image, from glory to glory, to glory to glory. Say glory to glory. So how am I changed? I have to see. I see with the eye of the faith. But what the Lord does is he positions you into the place to see. If you're trying to see here, you're in the wrong place. You're not going to see a lot here. This domain is a natural domain. Very hard to see glory in this realm. That's why he's inviting you, come out. Come to the secret place of the Most High. Come to where I am. But what he does in the where I am is he positions you to behold the glory. Amen? Behold the Father. Behold who you really are. You know who I really am? A glorified, manifested Son. Do you know what the truth? He goes, you'll know the way, the truth. What's the truth? The true truth is I've already been glorified. The true truth is I'm already forever perfected in his sight. Facts are, if I look at facts, oh man, that's where facts are, where I am. Truth is where he is. See, if I'm looking at the facts, you see what I'm saying? So people will always remind you of who you are because they live here. Amen? God will always remind you of where you are in him because that's where he lives. So who are you going to listen to, people here or him there? Because if you're listening to people here, you're never getting there. But if you listen to him there, I'm the way, the truth, I'm going to show you who you are. You're not an orphan. You're more than a son. You're more than an heir. You're more than a conqueror. You've been raised up, seated together. You're a royal priesthood. You're really royal. I'm going to show you your royalty. I'm going to reveal who I am. I'm going to clothe you in royalty. I'm going to change the way you believe. I'm going to change the way you think. I'm going to make you a God and heir. I'm going to transform. And as I transform, we're going to bring that back into the earth. And you're going to stand in the earth in your true identity. So it's really amazing. Who I am going up is different than who I am going down. Because I'm waking up, I'm still trying to get my coffee in, you know, and I'm like groggy because I wish I was a morning person. I'm a morning person, praise God. I love texts from 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm a morning person. No, I don't like texts at 7 o'clock in the morning. But whatever, I got the coffee going. I like this. Sometimes I need triple shots going. It's amazing, like sometimes I'm sitting there, like yesterday with Anna, I'm like, oh, I got this. Because the flesh is not ever willing. But I know if I just get my spirit over a couple of humps, I'm ready to go. So I'm going and I'm just doing the thing. And then suddenly, boom, the spirit awakens. And I'm in this major flow and session with God. And it's just, I'm coming down decreeing everything. And I mean, I'm a different man. Why? Because I transformed going up. I reclothed. I shifted from where I am to where he is. Now I'm learning how to operate more where he is. And the more I can get into the where I am is, the more I can operate in the where I am. You see that? So we're transformed in the same image by beholding. You're going to see some things. He's going to reveal who you are. He's going to reveal so many things to you. Right now he's revealing who I am in life. Every day I go up, I see more aspects of the life. I am truly glorified in him. Amen? I don't look glorified here. It's not about where you are. It's about where he is. Because where you start hanging out with where I am is, you're going to look like him, talk like him, act like him, function like him. He'll give you the anointing and the gumption to function. I think somebody said that one time. So as I get into that realm, I acclimate. Now, it's like a climber. I tell people, it's like a climber. You know, some people come in here and they're like, I don't get anything he's saying. Well, it's a different altitude. And you know when they climb Mount Everest, you know what they do? They'll go up levels. Their body has to acclimate to the level, and they have to come back down. They just don't go straight up the mountain. And then they go to that second level, and they go to the third level, and they'll stay there a while, and they have to come back down. And they'll get to the third level, and then right before they make their ascent, they'll go back down and then go back up. It's part of acclimation of your body. Thank you, Chuck. The acclimation to an altitude. It's the same in the spirit. You acclimate. Once you acclimate, it's like, let's go to the top of the mountain. Hallelujah. And everybody's going, I mean, it's easy now. It wasn't easy in the beginning, but now it's easy. Because that's where we are. Amen. Because you're dwelling more into the where I am. A position. And he promises you glory to glory. So now he's working life. What does that mean? As I come down, I decree that life in my body. I decree that life in my soul. Because I have to come down and I got to speak to this person right here. And I got to speak what I've seen. I got to speak to my atmosphere of my house. I got to speak over my children and my wife. I'm speaking over this house. I'm speaking the promise of what I've received and releasing. And now our words with power. Our words with authority. Our words with dominion. Amen? That's what the where I am is about. You all have that. You know the sad part, honestly, is when a lot of people get to heaven to realize their full capacity, that what they could have really been and didn't get there. Amen? But the Lord wipes all the way, but golly, this is awesome. The fact we have a pathway. We have the seven spirits of God helping us. He's taught us this pathway. He's taught us how to move up. He's taught us how to walk in realms with God. They don't even really belong to this dispensation, the next one. Amen? See, Abraham and David did that. They stepped over into our realm, a count of righteousness. Praise God. Isn't that good? Let's give God glory. Hallelujah. So that's a little bit about the where I am. That denotes a place. As I am denotes image and identity. Amen? So let's look at the I am, the as I am for a minute. He was just really rolling. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. So now when I pray, I want to step out. It's not where I am, Lord. It's where you are. It's the first thing I say. I don't want to be where I am right now. How many like you like where you are right now? No, you don't. You want to be in the next realm. Step over. Amen? If some of you feeling tired right now, sometime when really good stuff like this rolls out, the enemy will try to veil. And you get real tired. And we just shatter that veil, praise God. We shatter those veils. With open face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, transformed the same image. Amen. Praise God. Come on, Les. Hallelujah. So now, we'll close with this part of it. Philippians chapter 3. It says, verse 20, for our conversation, our citizenship, say our citizenship. Say, I am a dual citizen. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Verse 21, love this. Who shall change our vile body. Oh, wait, this is not the, I'll back over here. I'm sorry, I fast forwarded. My bad. Go, my good. Move to 1 John 4. That's another. We'll be back over there, Philippians. That's my closer. 1 John 4. Here he is. Praise God. Verse 17. Love this verse. I'm not one of those guys just know every verse. I just know the verse, not the chapter and number, you know. So he's got, man, they know the chapter and number. I kind of know where it's at in the Bible, you know. But I know what it says. Amen. Praise God. 1 John 4, 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, say, as he is. Notice he didn't say, so are we in the world to come. He said, so are we in this world. Say, so are we in this world, as he is. That's also a moving target. He is perfected image of man. Let us make man our image. Adam lost it. Christ revived it. And God perfected it. As he is in love, so are we in this world. As he is in peace, so are we in this world. See, image, identity. As he is in joy, so are we in this world. You see that? As he is in the Father, so are we in this world. And so that, those two places have been given, the where I am and the as, basically the as I am. So are you. It's non-negotiable in heaven. The only one that's negotiating those positions are us in the earth. Our soul negotiated. Religion will negotiate that image. God does not negotiate. It's done. It's finished. As he is, so are we. Where he is, so are we. Where I am, there shall you be also. And there's no shall be there. It's where I am, there you are also. You see that? Those are our positions to be obtained. Those are the positions where we go to look. Those are our positions where we go to behold. Those are positions where we transform in the same image. Now you can go over to Philippians 3. So verse 20, our citizens, verse 21, who shall change, say change or transform. There's that word transform again. Same stuff as the Mount Transfiguration. Who transforms our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. What does that look like? Mount of Transfiguration. Say, I am Mount of Transfiguration glory. Well, you know, Hebrews says, I am. It says, you are forever perfected in righteousness. In reality, you're forever perfected in love. In reality, you're forever perfected in peace. In reality, you're forever perfected in joy. You're forever perfected in resurrection life, spirit, soul, and body. You're forever perfected in wisdom. You're forever perfected in strength. Those positions are done for you. Those positions have been completed for you. Our job is to get all our stuff over there so he can transform it. That's power. Amen. We get our issues over in that realm, they're not going to be issues anymore. Amen. What we're too busy trying to do is get God over here, and he does want to come here. But if we don't have enough power to get him here, we need to get over there first. Amen? Because a lot of things we're asking for here, we're not ready for. You're not ready, but you don't know you're not ready. How many of you don't, I mean, each year you get awakened a little more. Oh, I wasn't ready. Thank God you didn't get me that back then. I would have really messed it up. Amen? So every time we awaken the fact that I wasn't ready, so he already knows that. So instead of trying to get him to do all this here all the time, first we need to get over there and let him do some stuff in here. And as he transforms us in that realm he already stands, see, he is my perfection. Christ is our promised land. You got to see him more than just your Savior. He's your promised land of every part of you. He's the promised land of your mind, spirit, soul, body, emotional faculties. He's the promised land of your family. He already holds your perfection. He invites you to come and partake of perfection. He holds your wisdom beyond the wisdom of this world. He invites you to come and sit at his table. You see that? So he transforms our vile body. Body, vile body, I reposition you into glory, praise God. To be fashioned like his glorious body. According to the working whereby he's able even to subdue all things. What that means, he's going to subdue death in your body. He's going to subdue the law of sin and death and remove it from your body. He's going to extract depression from your soul. He's going to dismantle dysfunction from your soul. Double-mindedness, he's going to dismantle. He's got a winnowing fork in his hand. He knows how to separate. There's nobody can separate like him. He'll separate out the old so the new can thrive. You got to get the old and the new separated. Unfortunately, we are unique as we carry old and new. And so he has this winnowing fork. He says he thoroughly purges his threshing floor. He separates the chaff so the golden wheat can rise, the new man, so the glory can be revealed to who you are. Scales and veils are shattered so you can see. And the more you see, you can apprehend. It's not enough for me to know I'm resurrected. I have to see the resurrection. And that's ever increasing. The more I can see that glory, it's automatically imparted to me. Amen? That's good stuff. I mean, that's good. Look at your neighbor and say, that's good stuff. Well, I don't know about that guy preaching it, but that's some good stuff. Come on. Because, man, those are positions. When I'm in prayer, I'll say, I'm translated out from where I am into the marvelous light. Translated is whoosh. Go whoosh. Translated means translated out. So when I'm starting prayer now, it's like, I step out of where I am. I step out into the finality. I step into the perfection. I put on perfection. I'm not a perfect person, but there I am. And I come back in that. So what's all this for? Well, the transformation is awesome, but here's the, I'll close with it. Here is the, when you have all that, you can bring it down and release all that and start the process of transformation here. So we walk in one day and we're going, you know, if we're lit up like a light bulb, you'll know. Amen? We've been in the glory. Because a lot of people that get in the glory and they come down, it'll manifest in your body. And that's what's about to start happening this generation. Why is this generation going to manifest the glory? Because you're getting very close to the day your vile body is going to be transformed. And so he's going to reveal that. Just like he did when if he can step into his own resurrection, I can. He didn't stay in the resurrection. He came back and he looked like, but he was in that glory to reveal it. We can step in. Amen. And then come back and reveal and go step in some more and come back and reveal. This is really the process of true Christianity. This is what it means to follow him. On him is not next to the next job or city. It's following him to things he's already completed, won for you. And now thanks be unto God who's given us the victory Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, for you've been swallowed up in victory. Life is our ultimate prize, because life swallows up death. Life swallows up dysfunction. Life swallows up disease. Life swallows up inferno. The more I get in the life, the less that stuff is going to operate in me here. Old things will stop operating, and life starts operating in my body, cells, mind, reassigning every day. Amen? Listen, if you'll spend, and honestly, if you get proficient at this, it only takes an hour. I believe it's what he actually meant when he says, could you not pray 1 hour? But we give up so quickly because we don't see. Instead of just moving through and obtaining victory. And the more we do this, the transformation will start rolling. Amen? And when the transformation starts rolling, less and less things affect you to where, what's the ultimate prize? Your words with power. In the earth will obey. Because now you're a manifested son in the earth, and you can speak to mountains and they'll disappear. We are fastly moving to that realm now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's give him glory. Let's give him glory. As he is, say, as he is, so am I. Where you are, I am also. Father, grant the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Shatter veils this day over the heart. Shatter this day all veils with open face to see. Grant us the revelation of our glorious victory. As we see, as we are, we're transformed in the same image from glory to glory. Say glory to glory. You know, every song today we did was about his glory. Isn't that amazing? It was all about that realm to go into. 206. And now in that realm, we transform. Amen? We're working now as we're bringing all that back. I say, I'm loaded. You are a donkey, praise God. In the spirit, you go up the mountain. He loads you up. Hallelujah. He loads. Say, swing wide, you heavenly gates. Swing wide, you everlasting doors. I want to do this before we go today. Put your hands up your heart. Stand up for a minute. Hallelujah. So I'll stand. Lights down. Before we do this, put your hand over your heart. Say, blessed are the gates of my heart, for the kingdom flows through you. Swing wide. Oh, heavenly gates, the King of glory is coming through. For out of my gates flow rivers of life abundantly. Waters that swallow up death all around me. Blessed are my gates, for the waters are now moving through. Amen, amen. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah.